It's hot. I don't want to turn off my ceiling fan. Fine.
Hold on.
There. Better. Play the song.
Hey.
My. Skating. Podcast.
On the floor.
On the floor.
Rockin' to the beat.
Rockin', baby.
Moving.
Hello and welcome. This is my skating podcast. I'm Scotty. We talk about all things skating and skate culture, past and present. And when I'm wrong, I can admit when I'm wrong, and I was wrong. I know you're going, wait a minute, you were wrong? I was wrong. I didn't like the new Bruno Mars song. I said it was okay. I said it wasn't going to really change anything in roller skating, but I was wrong because that stupid song has been stuck in my head for days now. Skate to me, baby. And it's funny because everybody is talking about how that's going to change the skating industry, and I hope it does. I said it wouldn't. I'm probably wrong, but I'm wrong about a lot of things. I didn't think Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears was any good. Whoops. I cannot pick music. So I just thought it was interesting that everybody was saying roller skating is going to become mainstream. And I'm like, there's no way, because Bruno Mars sings a song called Skate. Suddenly everybody's going to like roller skating again. But you know, look what he did for Open Doors. Yep, that's my sense of humor in a nutshell. If you don't get that, you might want to move on. But we are the longest standing continuous podcast about roller skating. How's that? I'm puffing my chest out. There's been a lot of skating podcasts that show up, last about 19 episodes, and then go away. Why? Because it's hard to talk about roller skating. Because roller skating is an action. And you can go through the basics. People always say, oh, we'll talk about the music. Okay, well, that's an episode. We're done. Oh, let's talk about rules of the roller rink. And then they say interview people who own rinks from the skate industry. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to a 78-year-old woman. I mean, I'm sure she has knowledge, but she's kind of boring. The problem is keeping that balance alive for this many years, because you have people that say, oh, you should talk about the history of roller skating. Yeah, I don't really want to do that. I want to roller skate. And then it's impossible to talk about roller skating without talking about the bad things of roller skating, which there's a lot, which the industry doesn't really want to talk about because it makes them feel bad. And I've pointed out things and I've gotten a lot of hate mail about it. You know, you shouldn't say that. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I'm just saying what I see. It's good to have an outside source talking about it. Now, am I really an outside source? I've been talking about roller skating and roller skating my whole life, since the age of 9, and I'm almost... So I got some years. Am I perfect? No. Am I right about everything? No. But is it okay to hear opinions that you don't agree with? I say yes. How else are you going to learn and strengthen your view? That's why I'm on USA Shuffle Skaters. It's a group on Facebook. If you're not on it, go on it now. It's interesting. It's interesting to see the cornucopia of different types of skaters and the different types of mindset and how people want to promote themselves or promote their rink. It's interesting. It's a great study. And I've come to the realization that we're all skate dorks. We're dorks. I don't care what you say. We're not cool. There's nothing cool about the industry right now. There's nothing cool about roller skating. That's going to hurt your feelings. I'm sorry. You're living in a fantasy world. You're a dork, just like me. We're dorks. The coolest person at the rink is just leader of the dorks. But that's okay, because that's what you love. I don't roller skate to be popular. I don't roller skate to be cool. It bothers people that I don't roller skate to be an industry leader and tell everybody, you know, put your blinders on, pretend you're cool, because you're not cool. You're not cool. You're no different than anybody else who loves something that isn't popular. Now, if it becomes popular, are we instantly going to become cool again? Probably not. Now, you might be able to argue that this guy on TikTok and a couple of skaters on TikTok are cool because they got videos up and they're cool. Maybe, but you're still the coolest dork in the room. Sorry. I like when they use the term nerd, like I'm a Star Wars nerd or I'm a Harry Potter nerd. Oh, you're a nerd who likes the most popular movies out there? Oh, okay. Now, you're really a nerd if you roller skate. You're a skate nerd. Even if it becomes popular, still a nerd. But it's okay if you love it. If you do it because your soul needs it. If you can't get through the week because you have to roller skate because everything about your being says go skate, well, then good. Do that. But don't do that for acceptance. Do that because you love the art of roller skating. That makes it pure. I know a lot of people spend time talking about skating and wearing skating t-shirts and trying to convince other people that skating is great. I'm not sure what you get from it. I mean, if you own a rink, it makes sense to me. If you sell t-shirts, it makes sense to me. But if you're just skating because you love skating, I don't need to convince anybody that skating is cool. I don't need to. I love it. I live, I breathe it. We don't have to talk about it. Let's just do it. Let's just skate. And that's it. Yes, the irony is not lost on me. The guy who talks about roller skating is telling you that it's wrong to talk about roller skating and just do it. And you don't have to convince others. I get that. But I just want you to love something so much that you have to do it. It's not the skating t-shirts. It's not the fancy tricks. It's not the memes. It's the fact that you have to do it or you feel like less of a person. That's what makes you a skater. You can get a hold of me, Scotty, at myskatingpodcast.com or on Facebook, My Skating Podcast. And the names I called you, like dork and nerd, that comes from a place of love. That's it. This is an all skate. This is an all skate. Let's skate together. Bye.
Hey.
My. Skating. Podcast.
On the floor.
On the floor.
Rock it to the beat.
Rockin', baby.
Moving.